Yer, matey, it'd be pirate day.
You're listening to Well Met.
Well Met.
A Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com.
Well Met.
Ahoy, mateys! Welcome to episode 124 of Well Met. We're a Hearthstone podcast brought to you by BlizzPro.com. Today is Monday, September 18th, 2017, from Studio 5 in Denver, Colorado. I'm Kick Tripod, and with me, of course, is the beautiful, wonderful, handsome crew. They're on vacation, actually, but we do have people here. Anyways, I'm back, y'all. I'm back, and you guys are really happy about it. 30% of podcast listeners just turned the show off. The other 30% just muted it, zoomed in on Ray's face, and the other, 40%, I guess, just started ramming some sort of druid deck on the ladder, just trying to ease the pain. But either way, welcome to episode 124. I am back, and it feels good to be back. Let me first introduce you to the crew. First from, I have no idea, I forgot, Nashua? Is it Nashua?
Yep.
It's Danny Donuts. Hey, Danny. Good to be back, dude.
Man,
good to
John, see you again. It's great to hear your voice again.
Dude, it's been a while. It has been a thing. But we're back. Feels good.
Yeah,
feels
I'm real excited.
Is it like a, does it feel like a being reunited to you? Do you feel like, oh, I'm home? Or yeah, is it like, oh, you know, definitely. Or is it like only, is it like running wild with standard decks? You know, not quite there.
It's like we're running a crossover special.
There you go. All right. Fair enough. Hey, well, let's head over to somewhere in New York. Right? New York? I don't know where it is.
Whoa. I live 20 minutes away from me.
How far away is New Hampshire from New York? Probably 15 minutes at least.
At least,
they're connected, right? But hey, it's Ray C. Hey, Ray, how are you?
I thought we were done with this.
You know,
I got rid of him, Danny. What happened,
Ray? I'm glad to see that your internet connection is stable this week. So.
Damn. Oh, that was beautiful. I love you, John. This is why I do this. Holy this crap. That was amazing.
Oh, that was man. Good.
It's Ooh. Been a week. It's been a week.
It's been
John.
A week, dude. What's that? You've got that yellow painting behind you.
I do.
Is that your motivation in life? Is that it? When people say, Ray, no. How do you do it? How do you stay focused? You're like, this right here.
Nope, I just went to one of those like painting things, like where you just
did you paint like, that?
Yeah, it's like and a little like the beginner.
And you're not ashamed? You put that up?
I didn't. It's just a tree, John. It's a tree.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not a beaver with pom poms?
It's a tree with leaves.
It's actually a beaver with pom poms. Fair enough.
Is that a bird on it?
Go New York Beavers. Ray is a big sports fan. So
it is a bird. It's a bird in a tree.
All right. I know this is great content for you audio listeners out there. So
I was proud of myself.
You know, well.
It does look good. I like it.
It doesn't matter what I think, Ray.
Get you down.
It doesn't matter what I think. But it kind of does, right? It kind of means a lot to you, doesn't it?
I mean, a little bit. All I want is your approval, Dad. Okay. That's all I ever wanted.
No joke. I have a month and a half of these things pent up. That's going to be it. I'm like, I'm already seeing the one-star iTunes review coming in and being like, the show is so much better without John here. And you know what, sir?
I don't know. That internet one was a good one, honestly.
That was definitely good.
Even I had to take a nod to that one.
Fair enough. Anyways, hey. It's good to see you guys. I'm happy we're back. It's been a while. I'll give you an update in just a second, but I want to hear about your guys' week first and what you guys have been up to. Ray, what you been up to?
Do you really want to hear about my week, John? Do you really want to ask that question?
I think we're losing Ray right now. Sorry.
Are you? Can you hear me?
No, yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Oh, God. Zing. All right, so I'm going to go over this briefly. The HCT America's Summer Championships was this weekend, and everybody who went to the Boston venue effectively had no internet and was at a severe disadvantage compared to everywhere else, and Blizzard did nothing about it, and we basically all lost a chance at being champions because of incompetence. But that is something that happened, and hopefully they'll improve it for next time. It was just dream-crushing, honestly, to work so hard for so long. And even people like Amnesiac and Ike and, like, a lot of big names were there, and they just had less percentages to do well because of a venue that Blizzard picked out when there was actually a perfectly good one that they moved us to on day two, 15 to 20 minutes away, that they just didn't want to go to because it costed a little bit more money. So that was just really disheartening as a whole.
Let me color this for people at home. So, because Ray, if I was in your shoes right now, honestly, I wouldn't have showed up for the podcast tonight. So first, like, kudos to you, dude, for like showing up and being like, you know what, it happened, it sucked, but I'm moving forward. Like, kudos. So basically, what happened? Obviously, the HCT summer playoffs were going going on, and as with the previous summer playoffs, they have multiple venues picked out across the United States, and you go to one of those. And this venue had a pretty obvious problem. And like, I don't know if there's been anything, any problems with the venue in the past, but ultimately the response was at least to say slow. Let's just say the response was slow from getting from, you know.
So we actually had a really good venue in Virginia called The Cave, which was a land center. And they actually took The Cave away because it was $2,000 more expensive than the bar that we played at this time.
Got it.
So they're trying to save money.
The point I wanted to say, and the big thing I wanted to say, is a lot of players went to this venue that Blizzard had picked out. They didn't have... Disconnects ended up making it so that these players couldn't actually qualify or qualify consistently. And a lot of their games were decided by if their internet connection stayed up. Ray, I know you've worked, like, here's the thing, right? We're talking about dozens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars at stake here. And like, you've done a really good job at keeping your cool on it. I want to like commend you for that, because you should be really frustrated, and you obviously are really frustrated. I think you've done a really good job at picking your words, in the sense of you've dedicated at least the last, what, 2.5-3 years of your life to Hearthstone and playing it nonstop. I can't even dedicate the last 2 to 3 years of my life to getting a haircut consistently, like, above all things, or, you know, among all things. And, you know, you've put a lot of consistent time. And what I'm hearing from you is ultimately there's a lot of players who have paid their time and, you know, paid their dues. And it feels really awful that these players miss out on a technicality, something out of their control, something that they couldn't have prepared for differently. It wasn't, oh, my lineup sucked, or I missed this top deck. It was like, well, the internet went down, and you know, it sucks. It sucks. Yeah. Dude. But
I mean,
starting now, like, all of our fans of the show are going to start lining up for Patreon, and we're going to get you to that $250,000. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, God.
You know, because why not? You know,
I feel bad because my friend Luker, actually, I don't know how to word this correctly, but in some sixth sense, it was a godsend that he disconnected in top eight as he was about to win, and then he lost the regame, because that incident could not be ignored. Like, me and everybody else at the Boston venue disconnecting every single turn, that can be ignored because it's not on stream.
Sure.
Luker disconnecting in top eight when he has effective lethal on board and then having it be ruled a regame and then losing the regame to not make top four and essentially ruin his career is a good thing for competitive Hearthstone in a sixth sense, because it forces Blizzard to acknowledge it.
Okay.
And it also sucks for him, and I feel really bad for him. But in some way, it will force them to take action on some level, at least in my opinion.
And that's good, right? Like, that's all we can ask as players, is for things to improve. In the end, there's no reason that venues and formats and metas and everything shouldn't improve month over month, year or whatever, quarter over quarter, expansion over expansion.
His thing was actually the laptop that they gave him broke, because Blizzard provides a laptop for each venue for them to stream top eight.
Yeah.
So you have to play on their laptop, and the internet didn't go out when he was playing. The whole laptop just crashed. And their laptops that have been recycled, because you can tell they're not new, so that means they've been recycled. And I've played on them before when I was on stream, and it looked like the same laptops that they've been using. So I'm assuming they just recycled them with each prelim set, and they might not even check whether or not they're working properly before, like, just sending them out. So it's just like a whole. It's just levels on top of levels of things that went wrong that just compiled into this one thing that now has to be looked at because of the laptop just breaking and top eight.
Sure. Well, Ray, you may not have won this weekend, but you're a winner because you're on Well Mad Podcast. So at the end of the day, how bad can it be? Oh God. I'm feeling like babies dying for me saying that. That's awful. But hey, you're doing great.
It's all good.
Danny, how did life give you the right hand of fellowship this weekend? Like, you doing all right?
I had a pretty good week in Hearthstone. I hit legend with playing like 90% Giants Hunter. So in case you haven't heard, the Naga Sea Witch change left a couple pretty oppressive decks in the meta. So I've been playtesting them, and I really think that the Giants Hunter is really good, and none of the cards were hit by the nerf. So I think this deck is going to be like super duper powerful. So, I climbed a legend with that over the weekend. I was watching some of the prelims. So I saw that whole experience go down. Unfortunately, didn't get to go see that. Ray and I did get to try to go to an escape room the day before. And then that's when everything just happened, right?
That's when it all went downhill.
That's the start of the downhill trend. So Ray and I Ray, Dr. J, and I were going to an escape room. And we get there, and we literally pull into the parking lot at 9 o'clock, or 8, well, whatever time it was. But it was the time for our room. And we walk in, and they say that we're 2 minutes late, and we can't do it. Like, they had Ray's phone number. They could have called him. It was a pretty interesting experience to start it off, and they just denied us at the door.
Yeah, and I'd booked it too, so it was just really weird. I've never had that happen before. It was so wacky.
I've actually never done an escape room. Maybe they were just testing you, and you were in the escape room all along, and it was just really easy. Maybe you, like, signed up for the easiest one. It was the easiest one. You guys won and just thought that you'd like, no, you can't make it. You're late. walk out and like, here's 10 tickets. Yeah, good job. go get a Beanie Baby.
Okay, we escaped the escape room.
Oh my god. What you're telling me is that when I'm at that particular place that you were at, to just leave, don't even bother.
I would have considered writing a poor Yelp review if I wasn't so distracted with tweeting about Blizzard this weekend.
Okay, fair enough. All right. I know. Everyone's like, John, you've been gone for a month and a half. What have you been up to? And you know what? That's my private life. Stop prying. Okay. That's rude. But here's what I will tell you. I had a good time off. I took the month of August off and apparently half of September. I don't know how that happened. Took some time off to just kind of recalibrate, refocus on some things. There's a lot of things that, you know, as someone who's creating content for Hearthstone and Overwatch and Destiny and just general video games, I realized that my skin probably wasn't as thick as it should be. And it took some time off to think, hey, is this something I think I can, you know, develop myself professionally and develop that thicker skin, and realize that whatever Joe Schmo says on YouTube or sends me in an angry 9-paragraph email, ultimately doesn't define the content we create? Or is it, you know, something where I need to back away from and I'm just not taking care of myself? And it was a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B. I took some time off and just kind of really decided, do I want to keep making podcasts and keep streaming and keep doing all that stuff? And it was amazing. Everyone, mostly everyone was really supportive about like, hey, good luck. We really, you know, hope that you have an awesome break. And thank you so much for that. To the one guy who said, good riddance, jump off of a bridge. I didn't know that you're, never mind. I'm not saying it. I had a really good comeback from that one. But don't tell people who make content to jump off a bridge. Don't do that, because I don't think you can. I don't think that that's okay. Anyways, besides that, it's been a really refreshing time and just took a lot of time, hung out with my fiance. I'm getting married in December. Reorganizing finances. I actually have a job, like a real job, not like, hey, I'm making podcasts for a living. I've got a job that has a 401k and a retirement plan, you know, because HCT wasn't a very good retirement plan. I found out because I disconnected.
Me too.
I disconnected. But I'm back now. It feels good. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give WellMet one more shot and just really, really do my best. Hope you guys enjoy it. I love you all. And thanks so much for hanging out and supporting this show. Whether you're listening, leaving 5-star reviews, or a Patreon, patron of the show via our Patreon at patreon.com/WellMetPodcast. Whether you're any of those things, like, thank you so much for your support. Thanks for your kind words on Twitter. It's been amazing. I'm happy to be back until one more person sends a mean email. Then I'm out. No, just kidding. That's not true.
Let me fire up my email right now.
I'm actually watching the emails coming in. And okay, everyone has spoken. I will see you all never. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for everything. It's been an awesome time. And you know what? I think it's time for the news.
This week in Hearthstone, Heroes of Warcraft.
Pirates Day? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, Thrall. But, you know, it's Pirates Day. Happy Pirates Day, Ray.
Woohoo!
Happy Pirates Day, yeah. Danny.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. That was like the worst. Like, you could have been like, aha, or yar. You're like, yay.
I was gonna say that, but then I disconnected.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I thought you were going to another one of your beginner's painting classes, but, you know, whatever. Whatever floats your boat.
Doesn't look that bad, John.
Beavers with pom-poms are cool with me. Anyways, that's the title. Beavers with pom-poms. Beavers with pom-poms. There it is. Anyways, well, it's Pirate Day going on right now. So Pirate Day, I don't know a whole lot about it. All I know is that we've got some, when you log in, 100 free gold, free of charge, if you will, to spend as you like. In addition, each hero now has a pirate themed emote. I showed you two. You heard one at the front. You heard one just now. And then you've got this one.
Yardy hardy har.
Spoiler alert. Sorry if that ruined the immersion for you, but it's a card game, so there is no immersion. So anyways, happy Pirate Day. Ben Brode also made a long post about the tale of Patches the Pirate. I didn't read it because, well, it's Pirate Day. Pirates can't read. So, you know, it would be what's the word? It was not two-faced, but it would be hypocritical for me to read that. Anyways, so what do you guys think? Pirate Day, fun little thing, right? 100 free gold. That's a free pack, right?
I mean, we take those.
Yeah, oh, definitely. I find it ironic, though. I find it ironic that they throw Pirate Day on the day they nerf Pirate Warrior.
Man, that is that's deep thoughts right there.
Well, Rogue is going to be the new Pirates. It's okay. Like that Kel'Seth deck or whatever, the two-mana guy that buffs your dudes, that with Shadow Step, you buff all the cards in your deck, give them +1/+1 a couple times, and then you play Southie Captain, and you summons a 5/5 charging Patches. There we go.
Yardy har har indeed.
In Wild, we're trying out the Gang Up Patches deck with the Ship's Cannon now that Pirate Warrior's not doing too well, so... That's the new pirate deck in Wild.
I mean, sounds like the meta is cheesy as ever. Glad to see that I haven't missed out on much. Sounds about right.
No, it's not actually that bad. Okay. Honestly, I think the game is... The tournament meta actually was in a really good spot this weekend, all things considered. I think once you ban Druid... If you're going for a Ban Druid lineup, the games are pretty engaging and they're very interesting to me. There was a lot of diversity this weekend. We saw Hunter, we saw the three quest deck lineups that didn't ban Druid, that tried to beat them. They didn't actually do well. I think Monsanto went like 1-3 or something, and all the other ones did poorly except for Killin' All Day, who got 9th. But okay. There is a lot of interesting strategies in the tournament metagame, and it was actually a lot more diverse than I had ever expected it to be going into the meta. So with the nerfs, I think it will only help improve upon what was kind of set going into the last week of HCT, and it'll help make ladder a lot more balanced.
Cool. Diversity in meta, diversity in internet connection. Sounds like a heck of a week. All right. That's the last internet joke, I promise. Until the end. Maybe in the outro you'll get some more internet jokes. Hey, that's pretty cool, right? We've got Pirate's Day going on. The nerfs went live with a patch that is live now. There you go. Good recovery. I'm not rusty. You're rusty. All right. So you guys talked about this last week. Innervate now reads gain 1 mana crystal this turn. Fiery War Axe now costs 3 mana instead of 2. Hex now costs 4 mana instead of 3. Murloc War Leader is now reads your other Murlocs have +2 attack instead of +2 attack and 1 health. And Spreading Plague now costs 6 instead of 5. It just went live today. So obviously, Ray and Danny have been playtesting pretty extensively here. And they're going to give us a scoop. How is it? Day one, is the world burning? Pretty good?
No. The world is not burning by any means. I think it's actually a lot of people are still playing what they were used to before. Like, there's still a lot of Jade Druids and stuff on the ladder. There's still a lot. Even, like, Murloc, I just feel like people are not really experimenting a lot yet. It's going to take a couple of days at least before we start to actually see the effects of the nerfs. The only thing that's immediate is that Pirate Warrior is kind of just gone, ironically, on Pirate Day. Yeah. All the pirates disappear. But aside from that, like, the actual effects of the nerf are probably not really going to be seen. Like, you're not going to see any new decks or anything for a couple of days until people really start to figure it out. And right now we're just going to see different versions of old archetypes that are still playable.
Okay. What about you, Danny? What's going on with Wild? Anything new and exciting, or are these nerfs hitting less? Are these nerfs less impactful?
So the War Axe nerf is definitely impactful in Pirate Warrior as well, similar to Standard. But we do have more options for the deck. So, I mean, I've seen some people trying out Charged,
say it right.
Cursed Blade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's Cursed. Yeah.
It's Pirate Day, Ray. It's Pirate Day. Not Ray. Sorry, know. Ray. Quiet, Danny. It's Pirate Day, Danny.
It is. It is Pirate Day. And people are trying to keep the pirates alive, John. But they might not stay tier one. Actually, they definitely won't stay tier one. But okay. People are still trying to keep the deck going. And that's one of the things I've seen. A lot of people shifted to like mid-range decks and Priest. So honestly, what I've been doing so far is punishing them by playing Aggro Druid. So a lot of people are just playing really greedy stuff. Because now because of the nerfs.
Cool. About 50% of that made sense.
It's okay, John. We'll catch you up.
We're actually going to do a segment this week called Make John Great Again, which is just going to be you guys making a deck for me to run.
Again?
Yeah. I've hit Legend twice, bruh. I've got mad street cred.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, come on.
You weren't dropping his name at HTC this weekend?
Dang. Okay, listen here, Racif.
The only thing that was dropping was my internet connection.
There it is.
I couldn't help it. It was right there.
You know,
it was right there.
All right. That doesn't count because I wasn't making fun of Ray. Missing out on dozens of thousands of dollars. He was making fun of himself. It's a coping mechanism. I don't know if it's healthy or not. If you're a licensed psychiatrist, keep your thoughts
very
to yourself.
Self-deprecating. I'm very self-deprecating.
That's fair. Well, you know, it's Hearthstone. So that's going on. The nerfs are live. Basically, all I hear from you guys is TBD. TBD. Is that an accurate description?
Well, yes and no. It's to be determined what the new good decks are going to be, but it's pretty much already figured out that Pirate Warrior is getting knocked down quite a few tiers, and decks like Druid are worse, but are still relevant in the metagame.
Sure. You know, it's been a few years, so it's about time. Pirate Warrior has been around for a while, so that feels good. That feels good indeed. Well, you know what? Do we have anything else for news this week? Any other big things that I missed? I'm rusty. I'm bad at this.
Well, for people who actually want or care to know about the results of the HCT, if they missed out, Purple actually won, and he became the first person to win the Americas region two times because he won once either last year or the year before. He was the Americas champion, and he was the first one in the Americas to do it again. Obviously, Pavel has done it for EU, and so has Tice, but he was the first one for the Americas region to ever have a repeat champion.
We definitely didn't have HCT Summer Playoffs review up next on the docket, but that's a great segue. That's a great job. You know, when Ray shows up, you're not totally sure if the document will actually load all the way before his internet drops and he only gets half the document. I lied. We're doing internet jokes all day. All day. In fact, if any of your responses don't come with a internet joke, you're just getting the big ol', you know, you're just going to get it. You're just going to be like, boo, what does that mean to me? So, Ray artfully segued into the HCT summer playoffs, which just finished here for NA. Again, to reemphasize, Purple did take first place, which means he gets some money, he gets some points, and he is the first person from NA to win. Is it qualify twice? Or win twice?
No, he's the first. He's the first champion because technically he is the North American champion, even though he didn't actually win a trophy or anything yet.
Got it. So Purple did win. Ray, pronounce the second and third people who qualified for the championships.
The second person is Nalgueden or Nalgueden. He is the most popular South American streamer. He's actually a really nice dude. I talk to him a lot and he hosts me a bunch. And he is actually just the South America region as a whole is actually just really passionate about the game. And they have a lot of heart in what they do. And their whole community is actually really, it's different from ours. They just seem like they're just so much more excited about everything. Like if you see Nalgueden or whatever, however he likes to be called, when you see him playing on stream, like you'll have all the Spanish people being like, yeah, let's go. Where it's not as fierce as like when a known American player is on stream, where we're just like, yay, you can do it. The Spanish people are like, yo, let's get it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm like, when you're trying to explain this to me, here's what you're like. You're like, the South Americans are like, yeah, let's go. And North Americans are like, yay. I don't know what to do with that, Ray. I'm sorry.
They're just more passionate, man.
You should, right. You should invest into like some adjectives and, you know,
or we should get a well-met cheer squad.
All right. Let's move on to the next person. I'm done with that.
Okay. The next person.
The next person is Empanazado, or Empanada, as I like to call him. He is from Mexico. I believe he played on the HGG team, and he played extremely well throughout the whole weekend. A lot of people are kind of grieving over the fact that he made it because he's an unknown player to the majority of the scene, as are the case with most people from South America or Mexico or Central America. The region's just not really given any exposure as a whole, I would say. The only thing they have going for them is the Copa America major, which effectively gets no exposure at all. Nobody probably even knows what that is, except for people in South America or that play Hearthstone very competitively.
Yeah, bless you. So, sorry, I thought your connection dropped out, but I just learned that that's actually a tournament, so cool.
Yeah, exactly. But he's actually a really good player, and it's cool to see him do well. Very proud of him. And the last person is Ye Tears, and I actually know this person. He is, although he's a random to the general public, he has been a grinder for a while. He got second in the Legend Ladder the last season. He has been playing the game forever. He's been a subscriber of mine since day one. Shoutouts to him. And he's just been trying to learn the game and better himself just since he's been starting. He's definitely going to be an up-and-coming player. And he's, because I know he's just been grinding, kind of like Hotmeowth. He was just an open grinder, a ladder grinder forever. And their knowledge and their skill in the game just keeps building up and building up and building up until they finally are able to get their breakthrough performance. And I think that this was going to be his.
It's actually the same words you used to describe me. So,
but you don't play.
But or, you're like, right about 50% of the time, basically.
but do you subscribe to me as well, John?
I did, and then you didn't stream for 48 days straight. And I'm like, you know.
He didn't unsubscribe. That's probably why he did well.
But I mean, you know, like at the end of the day, just stream semi often. I've got a lot of people vying for my Twitch Prime sub. Okay,
I know.
Sometimes I got to spread it around. All right, stream once a week, and you've got it. Once a week, Ray. It's not hard.
I'll try my best.
All right. So, I mean, overall, minus the DCs, minus the venue changes. You were saying that overall the meta felt really good this weekend. The game felt healthy, and the things going on that are actually game related sounds like it was a pretty good weekend. Yeah,
I definitely agree that the game itself is in a healthy spot, and I hope that the nerfs will only increase the diversity that we see in the future.
Awesome. Danny, did you get to check out any of this? Do you have any thoughts?
I mean, I was watching HTC from my apartment. I was planning on making a stop down there, but to do with the stuff going on, I decided to stay here. It looked pretty good. It was really interesting to see that counter lineup, the one similar to the one that Monsanto brought, where you had the quest decks and the mage decks that were brought in. So, like the quest rogue was interesting to see. But it was interesting to watch a format where you saw people trying to build their decks in different ways, where you had the people just trying to play the best decks versus the people trying to target the best decks with counter decks. So I thought that was pretty cool. Definitely something to watch.
Cool.
Yeah. One thing to note, though, is that only the best deck lineups actually did well. every single lineup that did well was the lineup that I brought, which was just Pirate Warrior, Murloc Paladin, and then Druid, Jade Druid, and the Raza Priest. And except for Purple, who brought Warlock, and then except for the people who brought Hunter. And they all brought those over the Paladin. So, like, instead of Paladin, they had Hunter because they thought that was a better, like, aggressive deck. And instead of Paladin, Purple had Warlock. Or instead of Pirate Warrior, Purple had Warlock, which he thought actually was bad. He said it himself. He said Warlock is bad, and if I ever had to redo this tournament, even though I won, I would pick Pirate Warrior, which was really weird to me because he did pretty well with his Warlock, and then he denounced it immediately after. But that kind of makes sense, I guess. I don't know. I would just take the W, but
just downplay it a little bit, though. That people love that humility. Look at Tice. Right? Everyone loves that humility and, you know, just that good guy attitude.
So, that humility ruins things, though, right? The humility goes in. And then you immediately have everyone in the Hearthstone community saying, oh, yeah, he didn't play his best during this thing. No. He's just being humble right now. He won a couple of coin flips. No. Yeah. So by being humble, he ruins his potential to say, hey, I tried really hard on this. I worked my ass off. I trained for weeks. I feel that by not acknowledging the amount of work that he put into it and being like that, he ruins certain reputations and sets precedents like that.
He did the opposite. I don't know if you've watched his interview. He literally said, I did nothing this weekend except for draw double Galaka Crawler every round and win against Pirates. And he actually, when interviewed, he said, did my opponent keep the Blood Corsair on the play? Because he had coin Galaka Crawler into Galaka Crawler as Warlock, and his opponent kept Bloodsail Corsair, and they told him yes, and then he started laughing hysterically and saying, wow, my opponent's so bad, he sucks. Like, on the interview, like, you actually have to watch this. It was, he probably, like, made fun of Blizzard more than anybody who had disconnected did over the weekend. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen. That man just does not care. He just went in.
Savage.
And if you are, like, you should look that up on YouTube. It was pretty insane. I never thought I would see something like that. This weekend was just crazy as a whole.
I get it. I'm going to be honest. I missed the tournament. I got to watch some highlights and, you know, got to see people comment about it on Twitter, but I actually had to miss it this weekend. So I feel kind of bad because HC, especially like the playoffs and championships, I'm usually all about. Like I clear my schedule for and everything. So anyways, you guys can go back, watch the VODs, do all those cool things with HCT. We actually have our final 16 confirmed for the summer championships. And that'll be going on sometime soon, right? When is that, Ray? Do you know off the top of your head when that's going to be happening?
I believe it's like the 14th or 13th or something on those times of October, right? So
right,
and then, 2 weeks in.
Right, and then at the championships, then everything going on at BlizzCon?
We don't know what's going on. No, it's not. We don't know what's going on at BlizzCon.
For Hearthstone, anyways.
For Hearthstone, it's there's something going on, but it is not going to be championship or anything hyper competitive.
Got it.
Except for the Tavern versus Tavern hero thing.
Cool. All right. Well, that's gonna do it. I hope you guys are all caught up because we've got important things to tackle right now.
Beat 'em or join 'em.
Ah! Oh no.
All right, here's the thing. Here we are. We decided that Wellmet was too skillful as a podcast, and someone had to take one for the team and lower our collective podcast IQ. People are like, hey, this content is way too inaccessible. You're all so smart and so good at the game, and I could never keep up intellectually with everything going on your show. And I'm like, hey, guy, hey, gal, it's okay. Tell you what. I got you. And so I willingly obliged and became mostly out of the loop over the last 45 days. And it's all because of your emails. I promise. I promise. Nothing else was going on. I promise. And this week we are committed to making John great again, making me great again. And what we're going to do actually on the show, we've actually never done this before, is we're actually going to create a podcast, or not a podcast. We're going to create a podcast.
We're going to create a podcast.
All right.
Podcast-ception.
Okay, you guys. Come on. I'm talking here. Don't interrupt me. Just kidding. We're actually going to make a deck right here live. I didn't even let these guys prepare or anything. I just said, you know what? You guys are going to make me great at this game. And to start, what we're going to do that is you guys are going to make it get a deck. And Ray's like, we'll just do this deck and do that. And I said, Ray, no, quiet, be quiet. You're going to make one live right here. And Danny is going to actually make it better because, you know, Ray's a net decker when it comes down to things. And I'm just kidding. I've seen Ray offended before. And I don't think I've ever seen that really? Face at me before in my life. That was the most offended Ray's ever been. Anyways, you guys are going to make me a deck. I am on a deck creation tool right now. And you guys are going to start talking me through making me a deck to make me great again.
All right.
Are you ready?
Well, yes, I'm okay. Ready. All right, John. I'm thinking that originally I was thinking, hey, maybe he wants to win. We should play Priest, right? Priest is probably the best deck right now. But then I thought, you know, that's probably a little bit too hard to play for John. We need to make it a little bit
simpler. I like to hero power every turn. Yeah.
You like to hero power every
think
turn.
I think there's a pretty good deck that hero powers every turn that we could go with.
I think he probably needs to be a bit more aggressive because the games, we don't want them to last too long because then you're going to have to start using your brain and we all know how that's going to go.
Whoa,
so I think we're going to need to keep the games too far. Short and simple.
Okay.
Short
right. And simple. Like,
and Pirate Warrior is. I know where you're going with that.
But you're talking.
I'm
going
to ignore it and keep going on.
Okay.
it is Pirate Day. So we could go with a pirate themed deck, but unfortunately, they just killed Pirate Warrior. So we have two options here. We could go with Pirate Rogue, which is an aggressive rogue deck that is based around Kaliseth, which is a card that buffs each minion in your deck by +1/+1. Or we could go with Hunter, which is another aggressive deck that feels like it is pretty situated in the metagame right now. I would say it has...
Pretty situated.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's... Yeah.
John, how you doing today?
Been I'm pretty situated. Had a couple top one legends with Hunter.
Okay, so is it which one are we choosing? Are we going Hunter?
We could also blow the meta open and do a Pirate Hunter.
A Pirate Hunter. This is a bit.
Put in double Blood Corsair patches and just add that in as a 3-card combo.
But why?
Why not?
All great questions. Continue.
That is an option. That's an option. But what about...
I
was initially just thinking of Hunter. I just tossed that in for fun.
Is it Hunter? Are we for sure going Hunter?
I mean, I think that Hunter could be really strong right now. And it's also... looks really fun. I don't know, man.
Okay.
Playing cards like Stitch Tracker just seem like a fun time to me. Also, you get to play with Deathstalker Rexxar, that man is just a fun card. Building beasts is just a good time.
Okay, fair enough. All right, let's build me a Hunter deck. Remember, not too many choices. I'm John. I don't know how many cards I have, so you know, make it easy, boys.
oh my god,
let's go from there. All right. So I've gone into the deck maker and I've chosen Hunter. What am I putting in this deck?
Well, I mean, I think we can go with the Bloodsail Corsair patches thing. It is actually a feasible strategy in the Hunter deck.
Two of both, obviously not patches, but the Corsair too.
Well, yeah, double Corsair. I think the Paladin might still be
got it.
I wish.
I mean, people are going to stop teching in Galaka Crawler in the most of their decks to counter Pirate Warrior. So now is the perfect time to put pirates in your deck. On Pirate
Ironically.
Day.
Damn. I'm not sure how relevant weapons will be. So maybe something like a Southly Deckhand might end up becoming the better option because you do play Eaglehorn Bow. So late game, you kind of have that option available to you. So if that becomes a thing, if you start seeing decks with no weapons, I would change the Bloodsail Corsair for SLC deckhand.
Okay. All right. But so two Bloodsail Corsairs and patches a pirate. Three of correct. Three. 10% of the way there.
That is a good start.
All so right. Let's just put in the good Hunter cards now.
Okay.
So you have Animal Companion.
Tell me what this. I'm like, Arcane
Shot?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah?
No. So a lot of the threes, you have Animal Companion, Eaglehorn Bow. You're definitely going to want two copies of both of those.
You definitely want Bear Shark in this meta because Priest is going to be huge. Bear Shark, although it was kind of not super relevant prior, I think it's actually an insane card in this metagame if Priest is going to be the best deck. It's a 4-attack minion that cannot be targeted. That just it's going to push damage against Priest. It's just going to get work done.
Okay,
Priest doesn't play good early game minions most of the time.
So Bear Shark is the 3-mana 4/3 beast that reads can't be targeted by spells or hero powers. Animal Companion and Eaglehorn Bow are like staples in Hunter. If you're playing Hunter without them, what are you doing with your life? Got that.
Kill Command. Yep. Kill Command. That's a staple. Classic Hunter card.
Kill Command. I typed kill like K-J-I-L-L because I thought I was in Western Europe. It doesn't work. So
no.
If we're playing Bear Shark, we might want to play Houndmasters.
Oh, we're definitely playing double Houndmaster.
Yeah, let's toss in those Houndmasters.
All right, so I've got Bloodsail Corsair, Patches of Pirate, Animal Companions, Bear Sharks, Eaglehorn Bows, Kill Commands, and Houndmasters. That's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. We're almost halfway there.
Great. I personally really like to play Stitch Tracker when I play Hunter because it's a fun card. And so, it's good. It's good. It's good for the value game.
So Stitch Tracker is a 3-mana 2/2 with a battle cry. Discover a copy of a minion in your deck. Why is this good?
Well, you can discover certain tech cards. Like, I mean, Houndmaster is not really a tech card, but you could discover Houndmaster so you can curve out into a good 4-drop. You can play cards, like you could play one of Spellbreaker, so that way you can try to discover that. And just discovering high-end cards like Savannah Hymen or even Bittertide Hydra, if you opt to play it, that is going to be strong.
Okay. All right.
So there's just... It just helps you curve out, so, like, give you a solid curve. And
okay.
Danny, what do you think? Discover a minion.
Oh, sorry.
It's discover a minion, and it doesn't take the minion from your deck, I don't think. No, so, it doesn't. So that means you have extra copies of minions that you wouldn't be able to have extra copies of. So you could have, like, 4 Savannah Hymens in one game kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Which we should definitely put in our deck, Savannah Hymen.
Yes. Savannah.
I would go ahead.
Savannah. Yeah. Got it. Savannah's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, right next to Savannah is Deathstalker Rexxar. So we need to put in the Death Knight.
Yeah, the Death Knight's really strong at dealing with aggressive decks because it deals 2 damage to everything on their board. And it gives you longevity because your hero power is now building beasts. So against control matchups where you can't really grind them out or just be aggressive enough to kill them, you now have the ability to actually play the value game with them with the new hero power.
Okay. Okay. I'm with you guys. I'm following. So far, this is not exciting at all. You've got 12 cards to change my mind here.
Well, I like to put in a Spellbreaker because you're playing the Stitch Tracker. I like to put in 1 Spellbreaker. That seems like a good idea. You want to throw in 2 Kindly Grandmothers just because those are a solid 2-drop.
And we should probably toss in Alley Cats as well, just for early game.
Yeah.
Or do you think that we have enough with the Pirates? I don't think we have enough with the Pirates. I think we toss in more for curb purposes.
Yeah, I like Alley Cat. I think Jeweled Macaw is also pretty fun. I just don't know how solid it is right now compared to Alley Cat, which is just like guaranteed to do more in the early game, whereas Jeweled Macaw is kind of a better game card that's good in like a controlish meta because it just gives you more value. I'm not really sure where we're going to be at with that, but I would just put in Alley Cats for now.
Okay, so Alley Cat is the 1-mana 1/1 beast that summons, it's a battle cry, it summons an additional 1/1 cat, which is also a beast, right? And then Jeweled Macaw is the 1-mana 1/1 beast that reads battle cry, add a mana beast to your hand. So Alley Cat definitely is a bit faster, right? Or not faster, yeah. It's stickier.
It's more aggressive also. And then you're going to want to put in the 2-mana Crackling Razor Maw, Battle Cry, Adapt the Beast, because that's going to be your ideal curve, is turn 1 Beast into turn 2 Crackling Razor Maw.
Okay.
And in general, that card's solid. If you put it on a Bear Shark and give it Wind Fury against something like Priest, that's insane. You can just kill them over a few turns if you go Bear Shark into Crackling Razor Maw.
Even someone like me?
You can do it, John. I know you can, buddy.
Thanks for believing.
We believe in you.
Okay. You guys are the best. I'm so upset because I actually, before the show, I created a sounder that was from Game of Thrones. It says, "Keep up! We all can't be..." It was, "We all can't be as..." Like, "You can't be as drunk as I am right now." And I changed the words to, "You all can't be as good at Hearthstone as Ray and Danny is." Ray and Danny are like trying to keep up, and I had that, and then I deleted it on accident, and I'm so upset.
Right. Okay. What do you think about playing Swamp King Dread or Abominable Bowman? Ooh. I actually think Swamp King Dread or Abominable Bowman, it just sounds like super solid. It's never Swamp really King been Dread. Seen.
Swamp King Dread, 7-mana, 9/9 beast. After your opponent plays a minion, attack it. So, like, nice defensive card there. What was the other one you were considering?
Abominable Bowman.
And that's a 7 mana, 6/7. So Swamp King Dread is a legendary, so I can only put in one. Abominable Bowman is a 7 mana, 6/7 epic hunter card that reads, Death Rattle, summon a random friendly beast that died this game.
Correct. Dang.
Lucky guess.
This is,
I don't know. We could summon alley cats with Abominable Bowman. That's the only downside that I see, because we're running the alley cat.
That's true. That's true. All right, let's go with the Swamp King.
Let's toss in the Swamp King Dread.
Yeah, I mean, summoning an alley cat off Abominable Bowman, that's just going to ruin your day, right? Like, you don't want that.
And then I get to blame you guys. So.
You can. Okay. All right. How many cards have we got left?
We are at 26 to 30. Like we got four left.
Four cards left.
All right. Well,
high is our curve right now? We might want to go with like Bone Mares or something. Those typically are pretty good in Hunter.
I think we might need a little bit more early game. Maybe like a...
We don't have any five drops.
Yeah, we probably need one five drop. Maybe a Bittertide Hydra as a one of. Or let's see. What's another good five drop for Hunter? Corpse Widow is okay.
You could play the dragon. You could play Kobold Scalebane.
I think that Bittertide Hydra is just better in that spot because you are still an aggressive deck on some level, right? So you're playing Hunter, you're still aggressive. Bittertide Hydra is aggressive. Kobold is probably not as aggressive. It's more mid-rangey. So I kind of like adding one Bittertide Hydra here.
Okay. Three more cards.
Let's see. I still want a little bit more early game.
The only spell we have right now is Kill Command.
And
Animal Companion.
Yeah, you're right.
We have Animal Companion as well. We think we can go with perhaps if the meta is not ready for aggressiveness, you could slip into Fiery Bats and get away with it, because one of the main reasons why cards like that were so bad is because Pirate Warrior could just go turn one Nuzzaw's First Mate, pull out patches, kill it with patches. Decks like Murloc Paladin just played a 1/3 on turn one, and that was infinitely better than your Fiery Bat. So there's a chance that a card like Fiery Bat could actually make its way back into the meta being good. It seems like it's not so bad against priests and stuff. Jeweled Macaw might just be better, but I could see it.
Is there any world where you guys look at adding secrets?
I mean, you could play a secret.
To do that, you'd want to do like a Cloaked Huntress Secret Keeper package, right? You take maybe 5-6 cards for that.
Got it.
Yeah. I think secrets are a little bit too awkward right now. You don't know the metagame as well, so secrets just are difficult to know what's going to be good.
Okay. So, Fiery Bats?
It's either that or the Jeweled Macaw.
I mean, don't ask me.
I think I like the Fiery Bat a little bit better because you're going to be able to push a little bit more. And I'm assuming this is a relatively aggressive deck compared to other things in the meta. So I like Fiery Bat.
Yeah, let's try a Fiery Bat. Two Fiery Bats. So two Fiery Bats.
So we've got one more.
Some Fiery Bats. There we go. I should have said some Fiery Bats.
Okay.
All right, one more card. Let's see what we got.
Is it one more card or two more cards? Because we have one Spellbreaker, right?
Yep, we had one Spellbreaker, but one Patches. One Bittertide Hydra, one...
Oh, the Hydra, Rexar, okay. I didn't have the Hydra.
And a Swamp King Dread.
Let's see. I'm looking through all the two drops here. Or one drops. I don't know what else you might want us. Gabonia Hyena seems bad. If the meta is not really going to go wide anymore, but if it does, you can add Unleash the Hounds. You could add a Deadly Shot. I don't think we have that in the deck. You could add that. You could add a Deadly Shot.
Think a Deadly Shot.
Yeah, it's a solid card.
What do we have? We have 10 3 drops.
Do we have 10 3 drops already? 1, 2. Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, I'm not saying we can't add an 11th, but because most of Hunter's main bread and butter is a 3 drop.
That's true. We could just add a Galaka crawler.
I was just going to say that. Dang it, John, don't hedge. Sorry.
Some type of solid beast card for turn 2.
Solid beast card. If there are any people running pirates still, you've got that, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm thinking that
Benny Big Rolls wants an Eater of Secrets.
Eater of Secrets? What are we doing that for?
That's a no from
Mage
Ray.
Is real. Mage is real, but why would we play Eater when we could play Flare? Flare is just better than Eater of Secrets, right?
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'm thinking.
Do we want to toss that in?
If
one copy of Flare.
If you are afraid of Mage, I would definitely toss in a Flare. I think this last spot is.
So between Galaka Crawler really and Flare,
though, right? We're an aggressive hunter, so we're gonna go in and typically pop their block.
Secret mages.
Oh, secret mage. Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking about like freeze mage.
Like so OTK, between whatever it is. Mage, so you guys quest. Are kind of if you're seeing pirates, go Galaka Crawler. If you're seeing mage, go.
Flare. You can go Flare. If you're seeing more of a priest slash big minion type decks, you could go a Deadly Shot. You could even cut a Sitch Tracker and add 2 Deadly Shots, something like that. You could add tracking just to try to make your deck more consistent. There's not really any other good 2 drops that are super aggressive.
So that 30 slot is, you're saying, is kind of...
It's up for debate. You can really do whatever you want with it.
Okay.
There's no specific way to go about it, in my opinion.
Fair enough.
It could even be a crazed alchemist if you want.
All right. Well, let's do a rundown of this deck that I'm going to run for this next week. With this week. Because, no joke, I'm at level 25 right now. So we've got 2 Alley Cats, 2 Blood Sail Corsairs, 2 Fiery Bats, 1 Patches the Pirate, 2 Crackling Razor Maw, 2 Galaka Crawler, 1 Galaka Crawler. That's the flex spot, though, where we talked, you know, maybe it's Flare, maybe it's Galaka Crawler, maybe it's Deadly Shot. We've got Kindly Grandmother times 2, 2 Animal Companions, 2 Bear Sharks, 2 Eagle Horn Bows, 2 Kill Commands, 2 Stitch Trackers, 2 Houndmasters, 1 Spellbreaker, 1 Bittertide Hydra, 1 Deathstalker Rexxar, 2 Savannah Highmane, and 1 Swamp King Dread. How do you guys feel about that?
I feel pretty good.
Solid. Pretty solid. Okay. Well, I'm going to run it this week. I'm rusty. So I told him, give me a deck that's relatively easy to pilot that I can kind of get an idea for the meta. This is what Danny and Ray came up with. So we will just have to see how that does. Stay tuned next week and we'll let you know how we do. I will throw the link to this, of course, on in the show notes as well. So if you want to play along with me at home and see how far you can take this up, if you come up with any things like, hey, I really like running this, let us know. Tweet us at WellMet Podcast. Email us WellMet@BlizzPro.com, or, you know, just keep it to yourself. Whatever makes you happy. But, you know, hey.
You know, before we wrap that up, we should definitely jump in and come in with a replacement for Swamp King Dread, because you know that there are people who are going to follow along who don't have that legendary.
Okay.
Okay. Bone Mare, I would say, is the optimal.
That is where you put Bone Mare in.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, that's definitely a bone mare spot right there.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for doing that. Thanks for helping make me great again. I can't wait for my free coaching from each of you guys this week. Ooh. Otherwise, you're off the show. So, you know, That's how we roll here. Speaking of how we roll, we got to get out of here. It's been a while. I can't do these long shows yet. I'm not ready. I'm rusty. Okay. I haven't done this in a long time. So thank you guys for hanging out for episode 124. By the way, I just need to say you guys really killed it in keeping the show going this past month and a half. So kudos to you guys. You get the big, long, stupid applause. Kudos to you. I was like worried that me even coming back might be a waste of time because people seem to be so happy with how the show is going without me. So, you know.
Hey. That's not true.
No.
It's pretty true, though. It's pretty true.
Anyways. And you said I was self-deprecating.
Anyways. Oh, I forgot to change this back. Sorry. Boop. All right. Anyways. Well, you know, I am self-deprecating. It's true. Anyways, all right, let's go ahead and get out of here. Before we do, we've got lots of things to talk about. First, Patreon, thanks to The Real Ben and Carell. Thank you so much for your support of the show. If you like Well Met and you like having me back and you want to support the show and you're like, John, I've left a 5-star review. I tune in every week. I make sure to download it on everybody's device that I know. How else can I support? Head over to patreon.com/wellmetpodcast. We've got some cool patron-only rooms that we hang out with in our Discord. Danny and Ray have graciously given up some of their time to give some coaching for certain tiers. And we'd love to just hang out with you and get to know you more. So patreon.com/wellmetpodcast. Find out how you can get involved. All right, iTunes reviews. Here we're going to do it. We're going to rapid fire this. I don't know if you guys have been doing iTunes reviews like the last 6 weeks, so I'm just going to make you do it again. I don't even care. Even if you're like, yeah, John, we did it all. I'm like, I don't believe you. You're a liar. So we're going to rapid fire this, which means that Ray, I'm going to have you take the first one. Danny, I'm going to have you take the second one. We're going to go all the way through to the end. Do you guys have it open? Are you ready?
Where's the split? I have the names.
Cool. I'm just going to tell you to go, and then you just go down the list. So this isn't hard, right? You're one of the best. You two are some of the best Hearthstone players in the world. Like, you guys can read, right?
I can read, yes.
Okay.
You know, I got a little bit confused by that War Axe nerf from the 2-3, man.
Okay. Fair enough.
The mana. Too much mana, man.
All right. So here we go. Ray, you're up first. Who do we have first? 5-star iTunes review.
All right, we have Slan Yanku.
Not bad. No. Just one.
Okay, all right.
Danny, second one.
That's me? Okay, cool. So we have Dry Samel.
All right, that was worse. Ray.
Amazing work.
Thank you, but who's next?
All right. That was it.
That's the name. That is actually the name. Amazing work.
I would never tell you that, John. Don't worry.
All right, fair enough. Danny, what about you, man? What's right, up next?
We got Jim from Cincy.
Okay. And then Ray.
We have Sweden. Oh, wait. Ooh. That's from Sweden.
Okay. Next one.
Ikuransan. I'm nervous.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous. No. Nuts. No. Golly gee. And last one.
We can wrap it up with Prophet 13.
Prophet underscore 13. Please. Respect the underscore, okay? Do you guys know what my first ever online name was? My first ever email? Can I tell you this?
Underscore forward slash backslash?
There was an underscore in it. So my cousin was really preppy, and she was one of my best friends growing up, and she had the email AEGirl_16, like American Eagle. So she made me an email. It was poloboy_11. It was so cringy. But boy, could I hook up with the chicks on MSN Instant Messenger. I was awesome at that Minesweeper stuff.
Not even,
you know?
AIM, dude?
Dude, AIM.
MSN.
I had AIM. I did. That was more of like my online persona. I actually got started on the internet doing Lord of the Rings Yahoo RP chat rooms, like role-playing chat rooms. I was Aragorn underscore Orc underscore Slayer. Aragorn Orc Slayer. And I was the best Lord of the Rings text-based RPer you have ever seen. No one ever listens to the end of the show, right? Nobody just heard anything I just said. Right? Right?
For your sake, let's hope not, John.
Let's hope not.
For your sake, man.
Oh, man. Okay. Anyways, thank you guys so much for hanging out for episode 124. Ray, shout outs for the week. Where can people find you?
People can find me at Twitter at PG underscore Ray C, and on Twitch at twitch.tv/RayC591.
Streaming at least once a week, right?
Yes. Yep, definitely. And cool. Shout outs to all the people who were adminning at that location that we were playing at this week, because that was some real hard work and they really did try their best, and I appreciate that a lot.
Cool. Awesome. Well, Danny, shout outs for the week, and where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at DannyDonuts underscore HS, and you can find me on Twitch at DannyDonuts45. For shout-outs, I guess a shout-out to Ray and Dr. J to trying to make it to that escape room and escaping the experience in the meantime.
Awesome.
Oh, God.
Awesome. As for me, you can find me everywhere at KickTripod, twitch.tv/KickTripod, twitter.com/KickTripod. And I really appreciate all the kind words and everything else that everyone has been sending my way. Thank you so much. You can find my other shows. We got The Payload Thursday nights, 7 p.m. Pacific time at twitch.tv/BlizzPro, or just go to payload.com or payload.blizzpro.com. I do a Destiny 2 podcast now. It's been a blast. I really enjoyed doing it. I'm a big Destiny 2 fan. And I've been spending a lot of time playing that. That is at that's called Return to Orbit. Or you can just go to r2ocast.com. R the letter, 2 the number, O the letter, cast.com. And I also do, this is a new one. I don't even know if I talked about this before we started, before I took my break. But I actually do a podcast with the closer for the Minnesota Twins, Trevor May. It's just a weekly gaming podcast. We talk about video games, talk a little bit about baseball and everything else in between. And it's called The Weekly Intake because we're both some salty dudes. And you can just search for The Weekly Intake on your podcast catcher of choice. I think it's fun. It's definitely a little bit more relaxed. Last shout out, I was, there are very few podcasts I look at and go, man, I would love to be on that someday. One of those is Pixels by Patrick Beja. And I actually guessed it on the show this last week talking about Destiny 2. So search for Pixels or go to FrenchSpin.com to check that out. Thanks for joining us for episode 124 of Well Met. You can join us live at 7 p.m. Pacific time at twitch.tv/BlizzPro every Monday. And you can find more awesome Hearthstone content throughout the week at hearthstone.blizzpro.com. Eldorian's been working really hard at making that awesome. Tweet us, WellMet Podcast. Email us, WellMet at BlizzPro.com, with comments, questions, and ideas you have for the show. Big thanks to Jake Butno for our music and site designs for our graphics. We'll see you next week. I hit the wrong button.
Hardy, 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 hardy,